Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just said a new set of rules on a new
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Sherrod. Today, we have got an action-packed episode. Literally just a bunch of shit to cover, bunch of stuff, funny shit going on, like just goofy stuff going on. So let's go ahead and just get straight into it. Well, actually, I'm sorry. If you're new here, I want to give you a very warm welcome. If you're new to NFTs, Web3, blockchain, I'd highly suggest you start at episode 1, where I explain NFTs to my mom, work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm super, super confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. And if you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Alrighty, so before we get into it, or not before we get into it, we're getting into it. So this is just funny. This is just like what's going on here? What is going on here? So the SEC, right? We're talking going back to the whole Bitcoin ETF, right? Being approved. So Bitcoin ETF did finally get approved. However, the day before the actual approval, the SEC made a post saying, hey, Bitcoin ETF approved, right? So, and then Gary Gensler, who is the head of the SEC, made a tweet saying, oh, hey, by the way, that tweet was not real. Like, it was an accident. We didn't mean to post that, right? So the actual SEC, the SEC Twitter account, right? The SEC, they're the ones that are going to be saying, yes, it's approved, or no, the Bitcoin ETF is not approved. So again, they went on their Twitter and they put it out before it was actually approved. They went and made the statement before it was actually approved. So they had to delete the tweet. And anyway, it was a whole thing. So Gary Gensler comes out and he's like, oh shit, by the way, that wasn't a real tweet. Like, blah, whatever, just a fucking clown show. I mean, as you can imagine, like, how? Like, and it was just funny because... Like, the tweet was perfectly laid out. It's like they already had it, like, a custom draft ready to post when they knew the Bitcoin ETF was going to get approved. So they had that bad boy chilling. One of the fucking interns or something actually pressed post. You know, it had to be something like that. Either way, I thought that was hilarious. So, in other news, X, or Twitter, removes NFT profile pics. So... I don't know if they're doing it, if they already did it. I think they did, or if it was something that they were going to slowly get rid of, but they're no longer going to be supporting NFT profile pictures. So this was a thing they did maybe about, like, I'd say like 6 months to a year ago. It was really when Elon took over, I believe, or maybe it was before. I'm not too sure. But Twitter let you... Basically, you had to verify that you owned the NFT, right, on your profile. So you connected your profile. You had to get, I think it was Twitter Blue or the subscription service of Twitter. And then they allowed you to basically, just upload your profile picture. It could be your whatever NFT you wanted. And you just had to confirm that it was yours. So that was pretty cool, like a little integration, like, hey, verify your digital asset, right? However... Nobody gave a fuck and no one really did it. Like, it just, I don't know why the profile picture on Twitter or X is normally just a circle, but this was like a weird, like, hexagon or like, not a hexagon, like a, what do you call it? It was just a weird shape, not a hexagon. I don't even know. It was like a weird, like a not even like I'm trying to think of like a stop sign, not even like a stop sign. I don't even know how to explain what this was, but the shape that they gave you was just super weird. So I never fucked with it personally. I know some people did, but it kind of faded out. Like, it's already been faded out. So this news is not really surprising. Like, I'm never like, even when they did integrate it, I wasn't even like going to people. It's like I didn't, nobody gives a shit, right? Like, I just don't give a shit that much to me personally. I just don't care if the guy owns it or does. I just don't care. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't a big deal. So personally, this isn't really too crazy that they removed the NFT profile pics. I thought it was a cool little integration, but again, nobody really gives a shit at this point. It's just, so it is what it is. So one other thing is GameStop. So GameStop is getting rid of their NFT marketplace. So my initial thoughts are just, again, I'll make it quick for you. Nobody gave a fuck in the first place, GameStop. Give me more money for my trade-ins, and then we could start talking fucking NFT marketplaces. Like, I don't, dude, if I come and try to, what do you call it, trade in a game and you're giving me 20 cents, like, bro, fuck you. I don't care about you or your NFT marketplace. Like, come on. so that's my immediate thoughts is bump up those trade-in values, and then we could talk NFT marketplaces. But that's just, again, that's just me. I'm still salty about those trade-in values back in the day. But anyway, so GameStop, again, they had an NFT marketplace. I never used it once. I never got on it once. I don't know that if anybody else, I really never saw anybody else get on it. So this wasn't really like a, it wasn't like a OpenSea competitor or a Rarible competitor. Like, it wasn't even a marketplace, an NFT marketplace competitor in the first place. So didn't really give a shit. And that's another thing that we're going to keep on seeing. We're going to keep on seeing big brands. I just read a fact that a little bit less than half of the global fashion brands, like the biggest global fashion brands, a little under half, are already integrating NFTs and blockchain and all this shit. So that shit I thought was insane. But again, GameStop, this is just not anything I ever heard of. What I meant to bring up by mentioning that last point about the global brands is we're going to keep on seeing big companies try to come in, right? They're going to look at the NFT marketplaces and they're going to say, oh, we can do that. We have the whatever capabilities to make this the best NFT marketplace. We're going to keep on saying that. There's going to be big companies come in and try to swing the bat at it. And at this point, we really don't know who's going to be the one to hit or stand out or be the one that culturally people want to trade with. So that'll be interesting to see. But anyway, GameStop getting rid of their NFT marketplace. Don't give a shit. Keep selling games. Keep doing shitty trade deals. Like, again, that's y'all's thing. So not too much news there, I guess, right? Like, NFT marketplace from GameStop, nobody was on it, so doesn't really matter. However, so this is all the, oh shit, like, these are kind of the things, like, I guess not negative things happening in the NFT world, but those are just kind of not necessarily good things. But then again, that's why this shit is fucking crazy. That's why this shit is crazy, because, right, we haven't really been hearing about NFT marketplaces or really NFTs at all, right? We have been hearing a little bit about Bitcoin and Ethereum and blah, 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 crypto, right? We're always going to slowly be hearing about that, right? But then I hear stuff like these next two articles I'm about to be talking about are just, wow. It's just crazy. So Sony's digital birth certificate at CES 2024 in Las Vegas, the conglomerate known for its electronics, gaming, and entertainment products, has announced the development of an in-camera digital signature technology, which effectively creates a birth certificate for images captured with their devices, thereby verifying the origin of the content. While it might not strictly be termed an NFT, it resembles the core concept of these non-fungible tokens. Right, so been saying it forever, that's just a common thing in the NFT space. Like, the word NFT, we've talked about it multiple times, it'll be done. The word NFT will, like, people, they're already doing it, like, right, big projects, brands, whatever you want to call them, like, they're not using the word NFT, such as Sony right here, right? So they have this new camera. Imagine if Sony would have came out and said, oh hey, we have a new NFT camera. Literally 80 to 90% of people of, like, their buyer pool would have completely rejected it immediately. Immediately. 80 to 90% of the people that were going to purchase this Sony camera, right? If they would have mentioned NFT, this is just facts. We'll say, to be nice on NFTs, we'll say 70 to 80%. Not 90. That's a little, you know. But either way, that is just fucking insane, right? So that's a good move there. So Sony not coming out and saying, hey, we have an NFT, right? Just to try to be trendy or whatever, right? You know, a lot of them, everyone just wants to throw an NFT fucking car, NFT fucking blah, 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 whatever, right? So they didn't say NFT camera, and that's good, right? They're just saying like, hey, this is just what it does, right? It's just, it verifies your photos, right? So what it's supposed to do is helping creators navigate opportunities while protecting the authenticity of their work is a priority. We're collaborating with the Associated Press and other industry leaders to create a digital birth certificate for images shot on our cameras. This will validate the origin of their content and help safeguard facts and combat misinformation, said Mil Manowitz, president and COO at Sony Electronics. So again, that's super interesting stuff. It's literally just, it's, let's be real, it's an NFT camera. Like, that's just what it is. To me, I thought that was sick as fuck. Like, this is great. Again, we're going to keep on seeing that. The word NFT will not be mentioned, right? They'll just explain what it does or what... And it's so simple. Again, people that are in the NFT space, people that have... It's just so, like, yes, we know that's what it... Like, that's what it is. But it's just funny to see... I don't know. I guess it's not funny to see brands do this, but it's just interesting. Again, it's smart. It's really smart. But it's just... It's funny how... To me, I guess, because I just always see it, how that word NFT is just such a turnoff to people. It's such a turnoff to people. So, I don't know. Anyway, this is just interesting to me. So, the technology designed to be integrated into the camera's hardware, starting with the new Alpha 9 Mark III camera, generates a machine-based digital signature when an image is captured. This creates a unique identifier that can be tracked and verified, much like the blockchain technology underpinning NFTs. The aim is to allow professionals, particularly in journalism, to safeguard the authenticity of their content and to give news agencies an added layer of security in the fight against the distribution of manipulated images. So, you know what they're talking about here, right? They're talking about deepfakes, right? AI, right? AI is coming in. You could fucking put this world leader next to this world leader, have them shaking hands, and it could look like a real photo, but it's, right? So now that you have this actual photo authenticator, it can actually verify the photo was taken, who took it, when it was taken. So that is, it's literally just, again, an NFT fucking camera, and that is just sick as fuck. It's just sick as fuck to me. So I thought that was interesting to me, because even though NFTs are not quote mainstream, or no one's fucking with NFTs right now, NFTs suck at this point in time, like, it's always, since day one of this podcast, it has always been about, it's the underlying tech, it's the blockchain technology, that is the cool shit, right? That is the cool shit. Of course, there is the digital asset side with Bored Apes, and right, where you can collect and flex. That's a whole other thing, which I still think is interesting, and I still think people will flex their NFTs 100%. However, fuck all the flexing and all that shit, right? Like, it's the underlying tech. It's always been about the blockchain. This shit is insane. This shit is cool to me. So that's why, again, I'm still here. I still believe in it. I still think it's where the world is going, right? Find out where the world is going and get there first. So again, these companies are very smart. They spend billions of dollars per year, per quarter, per whatever the fuck you want to call it, to invest in these technologies and for their team to be ahead of all of the trends 100%. So next, this is actually super cool. We got Mercedes-Benz. So the firm presented its updated MBUX virtual assistant at the 2024 edition of the Consumer Electronics Show. So again, that's the same CES event in Las Vegas. The virtual assistant, which is powered by generative AI, runs on the next generation Mercedes-Benz operating system developed in-house by the automaker. Billed as the most human-like interface with a Mercedes-Benz yet, the updated MBUX virtual assistant leverages a large language model, LLM, to interact with the driver using one of four emotional profiles. Marcus Schaefer, Chief Technology Officer at Mercedes-Benz, said in an interview with PC Mag. The virtual assistant can switch between natural, predictive, personal, and empathetic modes, he explained. Through advances in artificial intelligence, tomorrow's Mercedes-Benz will know its driver like never before, Schaefer said. It will enhance and complement our customers' lives, in their cars, and in other areas too. The MBUX assistant will learn the driver's preferences, such as automatically turning on their preferred radio station during their morning commute, or activating seat massages and dim lights during night driving. Mercedes-Benz announced in June 2023 that it would incorporate OpenAI's ChatGPT chatbot to its Mercedes-Benz User Experience, MBUX, voice assistant. However, Schaefer noted that the final product won't necessarily be restricted to using ChatGPT, noting that Mercedes-Benz could swap it out for other chatbots. If we see options that are better for the customer, that could include using alternative LLMs, large language models, to offer better localization in different regions, for example. Drivers will be able to opt out of the program, and the virtual assistant will only learn from individual cars with data not shared across drivers, Schaefer added. The updated MBUX virtual assistant will launch in early 2025. So that shit is just, dude, that shit is next level. Mercedes is saying, hey, we're integrating ChatGPT, and it's going to learn about you. It's going to, hey, when you're fucking driving, it's going to know what radio station you want to listen to. You're having a night drive? Don't worry. Our car knows that you want to kick back, dim down the lights, and have a smooth drive. I have no clue why I just turned into the fucking Mercedes-Benz salesman right there. Like, I'm not fucking, they're not paying me no money, but that just seems how, if a salesman was going to sell it, that's how he would do it. So that's cool. I think that's cool, right? They're saying, hey, we're going to integrate ChatGPT. However, if there's another AI that comes around, maybe another cool chatbot that comes out, we might use that one instead. But that is just sick as fuck to me. Like, that's just, it's cool. Like, it's cool. So that was pretty cool. But this shit I'm about to mention right now is 30 billion times more interesting and just more cool, more just like, again, I'm telling you, my brain gets blown by this shit, because as soon as I think fucking NFTs, right? They were right. NFTs were a fad. We're done. We're cooked. We're done for, right? We call it game, right? Every time I think that, some shit happens like this next article. So a new MBUX collectibles in car, this is still with Mercedes-Benz, just an extension, a new MBUX collectibles in car app enables drivers to showcase their non-fungible token collection on the vehicle's dashboard, including the brand's own NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain. Mercedes-Benz is also using blockchain technology for less frivolous applications. Back in 2020, it announced that it was piloting a project to track the amount of CO2 emissions in its cobalt supply chain using blockchain in collaboration with traceability startup Circular. So that was all from Decrypt News. Okay, so first of all, they're saying they're going to integrate ChatGPT, right, with OpenAI. Then they're saying you're going to have your in-car app enables drivers to showcase their NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain. Like, what the fuck are we even talking? What are we talking about? That is next. Like, that is just next level crazy shit to me. I don't know why. Like, why is that? That's just so random. Again, like, it's just so random. It's always these little tiny things, like these little tiny articles, these little tiny little 1 to 2 sentences, right? That are just like, it just makes me more and more just confident in NFTs and the future of NFTs, I guess you could say. But it's crazy. Again, I always say if NFTs suck and they're bad and whatever, we'll call it a day and we'll say they suck. However, again, these huge brands do not think that they suck. They don't think that they're a fad. They don't think, like, they're integrating this shit. Like, they, and so again, that's it. There's nothing more to say. Like, it's just, I always get impressed by, again, whenever my confidence in NFTs lowers, which it does sometimes. It does sometimes. Sometimes I think, maybe people don't give a fuck about NFTs. Maybe people don't give a fuck about digital assets. But again, they will, right? Maybe right now it's just not the time. But this is conviction for me. Like, again, these brands are ahead of the curves 100%. Like they just said, that they've been doing it since 2020, doing like piloting a project to track CO2 emissions, right? Like, what the fuck? Mercedes has been doing this since 2020, right? So again, and we're in what, 2024? Shit takes time. Like, this shit takes time. The best things in life take time. I learned that from an old head. So that's just crazy shit to me. And again, I'm excited about the future of all of it. Again, it's always been about the blockchain technology, no matter what. Since day one, it's always been about the underlying tech doing cool ass shit. So that's it. That is the end of today's episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. Please send me an email. Email will be the best bet. Again, what are you excited about? What are you interested in? What do you see on the horizon? What about blockchain? Like, what do you see? Culture, music? Like, what do you see? What do you want to hear about in the next episode? Just what's on the horizon for you? What projects are you looking at? Are you excited about? All that type of shit. I want to know, and I want to hear from you. So that is actually the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one. From all around the world, I will see you on the next one. Peace. Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper.